Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I am returning a call from Archtop Fiber. How can I help you today?
Oh, well, my landlady authorized it. I'd like to get set up for it.
Okay, yes, I can help you with that today. Okay, so we can go ahead and sign up over the phone today. And it's just a simple form. It'll only take about less than 10 minutes, really. Okay, and let me see here. Let me go ahead and start out with searching your address. May I have the home address, please?
Okay, it's 12 Lake, Lake, as in water, Road, floor 1, Lake, Lake, Katrine, Katrine, New York, 12449 dash 5404.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see here. And so just to confirm, was that 12 Lake, Lake Road, floor 1, Lake Katrine, New York, 12449-5404?
Correct.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and look up your address here, and we can go ahead and fill out the form today. Let's see here. Okay, let me see here. Okay, what I'm seeing here, I am seeing a 12 Lake Road apartment 1. Would that be the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. I will go ahead and add that here. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, let me see here. And let's see here. Okay, so I do just have to advise you that the in-service date is going to be November 26th, and what that means is that you can still sign up today, but you won't be charged today. And then once it gets closer to November 26th, Archtop Fiber will contact you to go ahead and schedule that installation appointment.
Oh, so it'll be in November.
Yes, it won't be available until November, and they'll give you a call to set up that installation appointment.
So up for the 26th, I write expect call.
Yes.
Archtop Fiber.
Yes.
Now, what would happen if I didn't get the call?
Okay, yes, I understand. For something like that, if it gets to be after the 26th, you could always call us the same day. So you could call us on November 26th just to see about an update of when they can schedule that appointment. Yes.
Okay. Oh, what's next then?
Okay, and then did you know which package you were interested in? We do offer the 1 gig plan and the 2 gig plan. Did you know which one?
Oh, how much is each?
Okay, yes, the 1 gig plan is going to be if you sign up with paperless billing and auto pay through a bank account, that price per month is going to be $69.99. Okay, and then for the 2 gig, which is really only for people who have a lot of people in the house or they do a lot of streaming or have a lot of devices, if you sign up with paperless billing and auto pay through a bank account, that price is going to be $89.99 a month.
Okay, I would be doing the 1 gig.
Okay, all right, let me see here. Okay, so we can go ahead and choose the 1 gig package here. And then would you like to use Archtop wireless equipment? It's included and it's free, or do you have your own equipment already?
I will use your equipment.
Okay, all right. And then we do offer 1 Wi-Fi extender for free included. Do you think you'll be needing an additional one? And a Wi-Fi extender is just a box that you can put anywhere else in your house, and that just covers your entire home with the Wi-Fi.
I don't know yet. Can I get back to you on that?
Yes, that's okay. Yes, you could always call anytime to go ahead and add another one. We are including the first one for free. And just on here, 1 to 2 extenders will cover a medium home, and that's covering for 1,000 to 2,500 square feet. So if your house is within that range, one extender should be more than enough to cover for that.
Okay, I'll put down a little question mark, but we'll provide for that. I wanted to make sure that I could get a landline.
Okay, yes, we do offer that as well. And so the standard phone line is $24.99 a month, and it does come with a lot of different features, if you would like me to read them out, or...
Please do.
Yes. And so for the standard phone service, what it is, it's going to be a digital phone service, which is like a landline. It's just going to be voice over IP. Okay. And so you could have voicemail to email, call waiting, call ID, call return, anonymous call rejection, call blocking, call forwarding. You can have call logs, which is like your calling history. You can have caller ID blocking. You can turn on a do not disturb. You can have a find me or follow me option. You can do speed dial, and you can do three-way calling.
So all of that is automatically included?
Yes. And we do offer unlimited local and long-distance calling in the U.S., Canada, Guam, Puerto Rico, and U.S. Virgin Islands. Yes.
So, unlimited long distance.
Yes.
U.S., Canada, Virgin Islands. Now, all of those things that you mentioned, will it be possible to get somebody to help me get set up with some of these features? Because I'm clueless about them.
Well, that's okay. Yes. Well, during the installation process, I can make a note at the end for the tech team, and whoever shows up, they can help you set up your phone after they install it.
That would be perfect. So they'll bring the actual phone as well.
Okay, yes. One thing about that, we do not provide the actual physical phone, but you can use any home phone, at all. It doesn't matter which brand, just any type of home phone that supports a landline, you can use that.
Any home phone. Where would I buy something like that? I guess you don't recommend any particular brand.
Okay, yes. We don't have any specific brands, but you can buy any phone at any store that sells home phones. You could buy one online, and you could just look up, like, just a home phone. Or you could go to any store, any electronic store, or just home, like, shopping store. It could be any kind of phone, yes. As long as it's not a cell phone, it would just have to be a home phone.
Okay, and it has to be digital, I would.
Yes, it. You should try and check to make sure it does digital voice line. Yes.
Digital voice line. Now, the other thing I wanted was to buy a laptop, and I was going to go to the computer guys in Saugerties to help pick out the one I want. So I would have a little bit of time before I actually had to have the equipment.
Yes.
It won't be coming, right.
Yes, correct. So it won't be till the end of November. So you could always go and buy the equipment there. And then I can also make a note to see if they can help you set up your laptop, just connect it to the internet, just to help you with that as well.
Okay. Is there any other equipment that I will need to supply for that?
No, that would be the only thing, just the phone and the laptop if you would like. We do provide two different boxes. One is called a router, and the other is called the modem, and those are free. And then we'll also provide the free extender, which is just another small box that you can place anywhere in the house, and that's also free. Yes.
Okay. All right, next item.
Okay, yes. And then for your home phone, would you like to keep your current phone number?
Yes, I think so. Is it more money to get an 845 number?
No, it doesn't cost anything to get a different number. You can either keep the current one or we could provide one for you.
You could provide it for me. That would be good.
Okay, yes. And then let me see here. And I could write down and just make a note. Would you like the area code to be 845?
Yes, because that way I'm local.
Okay, yes,
I'm calling out.
Yes, and then let me see here. And then will you need any telephone jacks installed at your house?
Probably. The tech will have to look at it and be prepared. I think there is a jack, but the tech should come with one to make sure everything's in good order.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. And for that, let me see here. There is an installation fee for the phone jacks, and those are $49.99. So if there's already one in your apartment, do you need a different one, or is that one okay?
Well, I don't know because I've never used it, but if the one in my apartment works, we'll use what we've got. And I think the tech would probably they'd test it out, I guess, right?
Okay, yes, they can look at it and see if it works. And then if you do need one in the future, you could always add a separate one. But if there's already one in the house and it works, would you like to go with that one?
Of course, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay,
but
so I'll make it.
Come prepared just in case it's not functioning.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me go ahead and write that down as well. Okay, I'll go ahead and add that there. And then let me see here. And would you like only one phone line, or would you like to add an additional phone line?
Oh, just one.
Okay, all right. Okay, let me see here. Okay, and then do you own or rent the property?
I rent.
Okay, and then what is the property owner name?
Alexandra Aguayo, A-G-U-A-Y-O.
Okay, thank you. And just to confirm her name, is that Alexandra A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And last name, A-G-U-A-Y-O?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And let me see here. Do you have a phone number for her?
Let me find it for you.
Okay.
I have it. It's 845-245-5847.
Okay, thank you. And was that 845-245-5847?
Um, 845-245-5847, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I've written that down here. And then how are the current utility wires feeding into your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
I couldn't say because I'm a total nincompoop when it comes to tech.
That is okay. That's okay. Actually, we do have a not sure answer on here. So I'll go ahead and just make a mention that you're not sure about how about the utility wires, and they'll just be able to check on that themselves. Okay. And then is your billing address the same as your home address?
Currently it is.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then may I have your first and last name, please?
It's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to confirm, your first name, is that M-E-L-A-N-I-E?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And your last name, Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you have an email address?
I do, but I don't want to use it if I don't have to.
That's okay. Let me see here. You don't have to. What the email is for is that we do email you the login information to log into your online account. And when you use that, they just go. You can just go to arch.fiber.com and you can pay your bill online if you would like. Or you could look at your account. If you don't want to add an email right now, that's okay as well.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I have to do a couple things.
Okay, yes.
See, all I have is a cell phone, and until I get a laptop, it's very hard for me to do anything online.
Okay, yes, so I understand. Yes.
When I get the laptop, it'll make it easier.
Okay, yes, that's okay. And you could always call back anytime for us to go ahead and add that email to your account. And then let me see here. Is this number you're calling from the best number to reach you on, 831-200-5665?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add that here as your phone number. Okay, let's see here. And then how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? May we contact you through the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can actually give you an email because it might be helpful to you. But visually, we shouldn't make the assumption that I can do much of anything on it until I actually get the laptop and such.
That's okay. Yes.
How does payment work with the bank account and so forth?
Okay, yes. And so for today, with your billing information, we can go ahead and add your bank account information, which is only going to be your name, the routing number, and the account number. And then if you would like to sign up for that $10 discount, that will be through AutoPay. And so you won't have to call every month to make a payment. It'll just be automatically withdrawn from your bank account.
Yeah, I'd like to try it that way.
Okay,
and,
yes.
If there's anything weird, then how do I deal with it? Do I go to the bank or call you?
That's okay, yes. You could always give us a call, and we could check on your account to see if the payments are going through. And then if there's something else that we need, you could always call your bank after that. Or you could call your bank first. It's up to you. But if you give your bank information today, you can sign up for that discount, and it'll just be through AutoPay. But you won't be charged until after your installation appointment. Yes.
Oh, okay. I have can I do it through a debit card number?
Yes, yes. You can also do it through a credit card or a debit card. That will only give you the $5 discount. And so instead of $79.99 a month, the price will be, $74.99 a month.
Hmm.
Yes. And then anytime in the future, if you ever want to switch to your bank account, you can always call us back and we can change it over for that other discount if you would like. It's up to you.
The problem is I have one of my statements but it doesn't have right now the whole account number on it. I hadn't anticipated that.
Oh, yes.
How can we, and I'd have to look through a whole bunch of papers to find it, and I'm too tired to do it now. Could I call back with that information, or?
Yes, that's okay. Yes, you can call anytime. Anytime between now and the installation, or even after the installation, and we can just sign up. You can just sign up for paperless billing today, and it won't be through AutoPay, but you won't be charged for anything until after installation. And so you have like about a month or so until the service date. So you could call back at any time whenever you get that banking information.
Okay. Yeah. Since I was planning. I've been going through paperwork all day, so I was planning to actually do that tomorrow. So I could call tomorrow or Tuesday, and then we'd set up auto pay.
Okay, yes, you can always call us back tomorrow. Would you like to go ahead and fill out the application today, and then you could just call us back for banking information?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes. All right. Thank you so much. And then, so since you don't have the email right now, would you also like, may we contact you through text messaging?
You know what I'll do? I'll give you the email. And that, I think, makes it easier because you can get me two ways. So the email is chimeschild, chimeschild, at icloud.com. I'll be getting another email in the future, but that will get me.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. So I'll go ahead and add that here. And was that chimeschild at icloud.com?
Correct. It's all one word, lowercase.
Okay. Thank you so much. I've added that here. And so can we email you through that that email address?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And would you also like to receive text messages or just the phone and email?
Probably just the phone and email.
Okay, yes, I understand. Okay, and then we do have a few bits of contact information here. And then for the phones, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded, from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Is that okay?
I'm not sure. I don't want to receive a lot of calls, but because I won't be able to tell if they're really from you, so it'll wind up getting confused. How can we handle it and make it appropriate?
Yes, I understand. So for something like that, it would be Archtop calling you. If you don't answer the phone, we would just leave you a voicemail that we were just trying to contact you, and you could always give us a call back yourself at any time, and see if that works for you. And if you do receive phone calls that you don't like, you can always call us back at any time to go ahead and remove the phone option.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. How often might I be hearing from you or your vendors?
It should not be often. It should only be about account related information. Let me see here. It should only be about things like your install appointments, updates about the order status, billing information, that we try and contact you. And once again, if you do receive phone calls that you don't like, you could always call us, and we can remove that option at any time.
Okay, let's let's see how it goes. I understand the reason you need it now.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Okay, and then for the emails, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here. Okay, and then there's also a termination service disclosure about the equipment, and this is about the boxes, the router, and the modem. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you were automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Can you break it down for me a little bit on that one?
That's okay, yes. Let me see here. And so the terms of service, after you get your laptop, you can always find the terms of service on our website. And that's just going to be at the very bottom of the page. If you scroll down, you should see a button that says legal, and then you should see a button that says policies. And I can go ahead and just mention some things here. There's a few things on it, and it's just things like the privacy policy and the DMCA policy and the acceptable use policy, and these are the terms of service. Once you do click on those policies, there is kind of a lot of information, but it just it gives information about the information that we collect and what Archtop Fiber does with it. It is kind of an entire page. I don't know if I could read that out right now, but it is always online, and that's just going to be on archtopfiber.com. So you can look through that. And if you have any questions afterwards, once you've read all that, you can always call us back to ask those questions or to talk about that with us. Let me see here. And then, let me see here. And then the requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration is also something through Archtop Fiber. Yes.
Okay, so I have to call back within the next couple days to give you the proper bank account number for auto pay, right?
Yes, you can always call us back in a few anytime to go ahead and give us the banking information. Okay, let me see here. And then I'm sorry, was that last part that I read there, was that okay? Would you like to continue the application today?
Let's continue the application.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Okay, let's go ahead here. And then as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or one-time payment to you. So would you like to do a soft credit check today?
Sure.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. We'll go ahead and do that today. Let's see here. It only takes a few minutes. Let's see here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to quickly fill out this form here. It just needs a few pieces of information that you've already provided, so I'll go ahead and add that here. Okay. Okay, and then the only other information that it requires here is it okay if I have your social security number?
No,
Okay, yes.
we're not supposed to give that out.
Yes, that's
So
all
what
right.
can we do?
Yes, that's all right. Yes, I understand. So in that case, there's only two options here. We can either do the soft credit check over the phone, or if you would like to decline, there will be a $50 deposit required today, and that will just be held on your account and will be refunded to you after 12 months.
Oh, so there's nothing else we can do in lieu of the social security number.
Yes, I do apologize for that. Yes, the credit check application that we do use ourselves, it does require just your name, your address, your phone number, and your social security number. If you don't want to provide that, that's okay, and we can do the deposit instead. But right now, those are the only two options. Yes.
I've had some problems with identity theft in the local area, so let's do the deposit option and that'll be returned to me in a year.
Yes, we can go ahead and do that today, and then it'll just be held on your account and returned to you. Okay, let's see here. And then for today, would you like to go ahead and sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing through a credit card or debit card? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you did say that you would like to wait a few days and then call back, and you can do that as
I'll call
well.
back with the account number directly, and that way I can discuss with my bank which is the best option.
Okay, yes, I understand. Okay, and then for today as well, would you like to go ahead and sign up for paperless billing? And what that means is you'll just be emailed an invoice every month.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then the $50 deposit is the only amount that is required today. Would you like to use your credit card to pay this amount today?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. We can go ahead and add that information here. Hold on one moment. Let's see here. Okay, so we can go ahead and add this credit card information for a one-time payment whenever you're ready with the card numbers.
It's 5142 1215 2589 7007.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the three numbers on the back of the card?
Just read the ones I gave you back to me so we know.
Oh no, okay, yes. I do apologize. We're not allowed to read banking information. It's considered like sensitive information out loud. If you would like to read it again, just for me to confirm, that's okay.
All right, 5142, 1215, 2589, 7007.
Okay, thank you so much. I did have that number down. Okay, and then what are the three numbers on the back of the card?
611.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the expiration date?
It is 927.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I'll go ahead and add that here. And then is it your name on the card, Melanie Calder?
It's Melanie G. Calder.
Okay, yes, I'll go ahead and add that here. Okay, so Melanie G as in good Calder.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and add that here. And then what is the billing zip code? Is it the same as your home address, 12449?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I'll go ahead and add that here. Okay, and that will just be used for the one-time payment of the $50 deposit, and then you can call back anytime to add any other banking information later on. Okay.
And should I ask for you?
That's okay. You can ask for anyone. You can just speak to whoever is available at the time. Yes.
Okay, so you're
yes.
Lindsay.
Yes, I'm Lindsay. Yes.
And that's all we need for today?
There's just a few more things here, and then we will be done. How did you hear about Archtop Fiber? Was it through the mail or the TV?
I heard about it from the computer guys, from the mail, and from people in church who are very happy with it.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and record that here. And then do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location? This is usually for things like buried wire or septic tanks, but I will go ahead and mention what you said about the phone jack. And I'll go ahead and make sure about, and you also did say that you weren't sure how the utility wires were going in.
Correct. I think it's yes. WAN, but I wouldn't know, so I didn't want to give you the wrong information.
That's okay. Yes, that's all right. I'll go ahead and just make a note of that for the tech team. Okay, and then did you have any other questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives today?
Nope.
Okay,
so
yes.
I will talk to the computer guys about what kind of laptop to get, and I've made a note to call you back if I don't do the direct banking bank account number. I can do it by a card.
Yes, you can always
pay online.
Yes, yes. You can always call back every month if you would like to pay that way, or you could use a credit card or a debit card.
So I could either give the information over the phone and pay that way. Run by the three options again, just so
yes.
I can write them down.
That's okay, yes. You did sign up for paperless billing, and so what that means is that you'll be getting a bill through email every month. But if you would like to change at any time, you can always call back and receive a paper invoice in the mail. And then you can also sign up with AutoPay through a bank account or AutoPay through a credit card or a debit card.
Bank account, credit card, or debit card. So if you can give me the totals of what bear with me, it's been a long day. I'm running
That's
out
okay,
of breath.
Yes. That's okay, yes. Let me see here. And so the total for today is just going to be that $50 deposit. And that will be with your credit card that you provided today. And then let me see here. And then if you do decide to go with the auto pay through a bank account, plus the home phone line, the internet service will be $69.99 plus the $24.99 for the cell phone. And that will make your total per month out to be $94.98.
Okay, so I'll have to budget that out. And there was we mentioned a charge on installation if a jack was needed.
Yes, there is free installation in general, but if they do find that they needed to install an additional phone jack, those are $49.99 each.
And I would only need one. So this gives me good information. You've been wonderful in moving everything along. And thank you. I look forward to receiving this.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'll go ahead and place this order here, and if you ever have any questions, you can always call back anytime.
Okay, and the number would be 833-832-7823.
Let me see here. 833, let me see. I do have a different number. I know that they do have, let's see, they do have several numbers. Let's see here. Hold on one moment. Let me find if that was an 833 number. Okay, let's see here. The number that I have here is going to be 855-272-4867.
Okay, so when I call back to give the proper information for the banking, that's I call the 855-272-4867.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. So that's great. Lindsay, you've been fabulous. You're very good at this.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes. Well, thank you so much and have a good day.
You too. Bye.